Aviva tokenizes USD Liquidity Fund on XRP Ledger. Aviva Investors has launched a tokenized share class of its US dollar liquidity fund on the XRP Ledger, according to a July 31, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap citing the announcement. The move came after the firm secured approval from the Central Bank of Ireland, the regulator that authorizes the fund's Irish domiciled structure. The headline is not that another token exists. It is that a mainstream UK asset manager, the investment arm of one of Britain's largest insurers, chose to put a regulated money market product on a public blockchain and got a national regulator to sign off on it first. A liquidity fund, not a speculative token, the product here matters. A US dollar liquidity fund is a money market fund. It holds short-dated, high-quality dollar instruments and aims to keep a stable value while paying out yield. Corporate treasuries, asset managers, and institutions park idle cash in these vehicles because they are boring by design. Tokenizing a share class means each unit of the fund is represented by a token that can settle on-chain rather than through the traditional transfer agent and custody plumbing. The underlying fund does not change. What changes is how ownership records move, near-instant settlement, programmable transfers, and the ability to hold fund shares in the same wallets and systems that already handle other digital assets. That is the same collateral layer that stablecoins and on-chain payment systems keep reaching for. Tokenized money market funds are becoming the yield-bearing reserve asset institutions want to hold instead of a bare stablecoin. And this launch adds a regulated European name to that column. The Central Bank of Ireland stamp is the real signal. The regulatory piece is what separates this from a crypto-native experiment. Ireland is one of Europe's largest fund domicile hubs, and the Central Bank of Ireland is a strict authorizer of fund structures. Getting a tokenized share class approved there means the regulator reviewed the on-chain representation and let it proceed under an existing recognized fund wrapper. For institutional allocators, that approval removes a common blocker. Many treasury desks are not allowed to touch a product that lacks a clear regulatory home. A tokenized fund that already sits inside an authorized Irish structure is a very different proposition from an unregulated on-chain yield vehicle. XRP Ledger picks up a traditional finance client. The choice of the XRP Ledger is notable on its own. Public discussion of real-world asset tokenization often centers on Ethereum and its Layer 2 networks, where most tokenized treasury value has settled to date. A regulated UK fund manager selecting the XRP Ledger for a live product shows the venue competition for institutional tokenization is wider than the Ethereum first narrative suggests. XRP itself traded at about 1.08 on July 31, 2026, up roughly 0.8% over 24 hours, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The broader market sat in cautious territory, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 37 fear the same day. The Aviva launch is an infrastructure story rather than a price catalyst, and the muted market backdrop underscores that. Institutional tokenization deals are proceeding regardless of where sentiment sits. For crypto users, the impact runs through the rails. Tokenized funds like this one are not consumer products you sign up for, the way you would a card or an exchange account. They matter to everyday crypto users indirectly, through the rails built on top of them. When a payment app or a stablecoin spending product wants to pay yield on balances, it needs a regulated, liquid, dollar-denominated reserve to hold. Tokenized money market funds are becoming that reserve. As more of them come online with regulator approval, the products that let people earn crypto back or hold interest-bearing dollars gain a deeper, more credible base to build on. This also continues a broader 2026 trend of traditional finance moving real assets on-chain. Tokenized equity holders recently hit a record, and European banks have been building shared blockchain infrastructure for tokenized assets. Aviva's fund is one more brick in that wall, and a regulator-blessed one. The near-term impact is narrow. One fund, one share class, one chain. The longer-term read is that the list of regulated Western asset managers willing to issue live tokenized products on public blockchains keeps getting longer, and the regulators keep saying yes.